This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Jackson with the slide ball gets some back-to-back strikeouts for Luke, both coming on sliders. He's protecting a 4-0 lead. But
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're only about 25 minutes away from the start of the NCAA tournament. But right now, it's time to go around. Nope, that's in an hour. It's time for Baseball Nuggets.
Kevin, before we go into baseball and all around baseball nuggets, Jim asked a good question and he said, how do y'all know when you come? He's already asking the best questions here. How do y'all know when you come back? And we do have a clock that has specific times to leave and come back. 877-881-1053. Tell us what you think our clock is.
Oh, that is a great question. Now, answer for us and not the G-Bag Nation, because then you might have to shift the clock around just a little bit. They know! They know!
You worked with Zach this week, didn't you?
I did.
Was he like, I'm not used to the clock?
Yeah, he was like, man, good for you guys. But then also, Alex there, and I feel like all people who are producing or running the board get annoyed and think that we're not listening.
Yep.
And he's like, come back in a minute. But then you'll get the 10 seconds. Because you're like in the middle of a conversation, like there's no way that Nimrod is listening to me and they're going to make a fool of me, but I'm listening. Like,
1 week away from Rangers opening day, Kevin.
That is right. I got a special segment for that a little bit later. Here, I want to focus on something really positive. What has been the number one thing that, Corey, you and I have been concerned about this Rangers team going into the regular season?
Closer.
Yep.
Health. That's number two.
That's fair. That is very fair. Jim, do you have a primary concern about the Texas Rangers heading into the season?
Who will be the closer?
There
you
go.
I'm with you guys.
He's part of the show. Look at that.
Well, I have good news for you.
You have a closer?
Kinda.
We signed him already, or is he already on the team?
No, he's already here.
Okay.
So it depends on how much stock you put in spring training. I know. Rougned Odor definitely would have made the Hall of Fame if it was just for spring training. But
dude could hit fastballs.
Consider this. The leveraged trio of Robert Garcia, Luke Jackson, and Chris Martin. Now, I know it wouldn't always work this way, but hey, in your dream world, most of the time you get six innings from your starter, and then you'd go maybe Garcia, Jackson, Martin. They had three perfect innings against Seattle. What does that mean for all of spring training? They have allowed one run in 15 innings.
Really?
They have struck out 13 and allowed 9 base runners.
They are power arms. That is for sure.
So their ERA and their whip are identical at this point. 0.6. If you have a whip at 1 or below, that is bananas.
I do have a question. I know, again, Kevin, this is spring training baseball.
And that's
these high leverage innings that they are pitching in.
Yep.
I know the high leverage is considered based on the score at the time, right?
I think
not necessarily the dudes who are up at the plate, because by the 6th inning, usually those dudes are done. I'm kind of curious on that.
That is true. Usually 7th, 8th, 9th get labeled your high leverage. So I would say that, although I know it can change depending on who's up to the bat.
That all being said, though, I really do like the group they have that Bochy can choose from at the moment. And if they find, and you know how he is, if he finds one that's on fire, they'll rock with it. So I do like that group. I love Robert Garcia. I really do. I like him a lot. So I'm excited about him.
From the 619, I've not seen the spelling yet. Rangers can't do this without Josh Jung, and they spelled it Y-E-U-N-G.
So that's Yingling, the beer. That's how you spell that, I believe. Oh, beer. So.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. And somebody said, stop it, Kevin. It's just Seattle. I hear you. But for the entirety of the spring, those three have given up 9 base runners and 1 run in 15 innings. And they have struck out 13. I think that is an incredibly encouraging start because, like you guys, I am also worried about the bullpen. Now, let's talk about Jacob deGrom. He did not think he pitched particularly well. So he gave up a couple of runs and a Jorge Polanco home run in 4 innings on Wednesday. And Jacob deGrom was asked, how do you think you did? And he said, fine. But it felt like that kind of fine that you're in a relationship and you're worried that your partner's mad at you. And you're like, are we okay? Fine.
He threw 13 strikes on 20 pitches, right? Isn't that what it was or something like that?
I think he threw more pitches than that, right?
I don't know. Maybe it was another day that I saw that.
Okay.
Well, he considers, and we're actually going to talk a little bit about this tomorrow in the C block. He does consider himself like everything needs to be great. And right now, he's still kind of waiting for that moment. I also think regular season is when that moment's going to arrive.
And he is very critical
of himself.
He said, just missing too much in the middle of the plate. We got away with it the first time through. After that, well, it's fine to go up, but to just sit there.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
The whole time wasn't great. I was fighting my mechanics a little bit today, flying open, wouldn't get my landing down. And so he was like,
I wonder what caused all that.
Uber critical of the job that he did.
It could just be a one day thing and he just needs to tweak it and it gets back to what it is. And, you know, fortunately you do have Mike Maddox there watching him and observing him and you feel confident with that.
Now, the good news is as well, he got through 4 innings and he still feels fine. That's the biggest thing. The more you can stretch him out. We've already talked about it for his first start of the season. Maybe it'll be like 4 innings. Like, maybe don't look for a regular start from DeGrom in his, whenever he does make his first regular season start. So just something to keep an eye out on there.
Keep him healthy for playoffs, baby.
You guys want, that would be awesome. You guys want good news or potentially bad news?
Jim, why would we want bad news?
We want good news.
Good news is a positive show. Right. It always has been.
Okay. In your face, Ezekiel Duran. All right, let's talk about Corey Seager. And look, I'm not saying that people were worried about
he's good at baseball.
I don't know if Corey Seager would be able to turn it around. Well, Over the last week, he's 4-for-7 with 3 extra base hits and 1 strikeout to go along with 5 walks.
How many pitches has he seen? You said 4-for-7, so 7 pitches probably?
No, because he has 5 walks, you jerk.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That way he's seen at least 20 extra pitches. So think about it. That means in 12 times up to the plate, he's reached base 9 times. Again.
And he's your 2-hole hitter, dude.
It's just spring training.
Corey Seager, dude.
Listen, just a week, but he looks amazing.
That is Corey Seager. Whatever the pitch is, his hands are fast.
He's got a
lot of power, and once he sees the ball, once he picks up on it, he's swinging and he knows where he's going with it. Corey Seager is Corey Seager no matter if it's spring training, regular season, or postseason. He's going to play the same game that he does.
From the 903, any discussion about moving Leiter into a closer role? We kind of talked about this with Teodo, and I eventually think maybe Alejandro Rosario, although I know he's hurt right now. The Rangers are going to err on the side of, if we think you can be a starter, you're going to start. So I could actually see Jack Leiter more likely being like middle relief or something like that.
Yes.
To start the season if they are going to, you know, go with a lefty that they picked up yesterday to put in the rotation. But I don't think they would move it just quite yet.
One of the other things about that, and because he can pitch multiple innings too, like deep 4 innings or so. But the other thing too is Jack has not proven to us, because he has high heat. He has 97, 99. He can get there. But he has not proven to the Rangers that he can be an efficient pitcher.
Yes.
And that's something that when he learns how to be an efficient pitcher, if that's the case, they could move him there. But he walks a few too many and just misses his strike zone a little too much.
Now, I think I know the answer this is going to go. I'm going to give you one more crack at this, Jim. Do you still want more good news, or do you want to hear the bad news?
We'll hear the bad news.
Okay.
Jim, he knows how to do this.
Ezekiel Duran.
What's wrong?
Okay, so you know how like spring training...
It's just spring training.
It doesn't really matter for somebody like Corey Seager.
Right.
Right? Because, I mean, like, good for you. I hope you're ready, but you're going to make the team. You'll be just fine. Ezekiel Duran's a different deal, right?
He needs to look good.
He does.
Needs to impress.
And he has not.
Mm-mm.
So he went 0-for-2 yesterday, made the final out of the game with the tying run on board. You might be like, I don't care about that. I don't actually care if we win any of these games. Fair enough. He's 0-for-11 right now. He's in the midst of an 0-for-11 stretch. Earlier in spring training, he had an 0-for-12 stretch. So
0-for-23, it's, you know, over those two spans.
Yeah. And one of the things Bochy said, hey, I love the kid. I feel bad. He is really pressing up there, which obviously when you get into slump, it's probably impossible not to be like, I'm going to change everything with this at bat and this at bat and this at bat. But
everybody's trying to give you advice.
Yeah.
You're overthinking everything. When you walk away, you're overworking at it. And sometimes you just need to get away from it and clear your mind so you can get back in there and do what you know you used to do really well.
He has a 161 batting average in spring training. And I know that we've moved to more analytical things, but trust me, none of the numbers across his slash line are looking good this spring. So it's been a tough go for him thus far in spring training.
And that, I mean, that just points out Josh Smith. You're going to continue to use him a little more. There are some other people that are, Ozuna's going to get more opportunities.
I was going to say, if you want to bounce back with some good news, because damn it, Reliant Air Conditioning, they sponsored this segment. They've been doing gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. They want good news. Everybody still loves Alejandro Ozuna, and they're, I still don't think he's going to make the opening day roster, but we're going to present a segment to you later on
okay.
that might clear the way for him to potentially make the opening day roster.